Meet cancer survivor Kim Sapiga.
When someone is sitting in their doctor's office expecting a good report and they hear, "I'm sorry, you have cancer," I think for anyone hearing that news, time just slows to a crawl. To get out of that dark bucket of slow-moving time, to crawl out, for me, was to gain knowledge. And when I gained knowledge, I felt like I was gaining some control. So I gained knowledge about just how to love up your kids when you're going through a crisis. And I gained knowledge about the type of cancer I had and what my treatment options were and what were my outside-of-the-box treatment options. And I went through spiritual counseling. I needed that. And it is easier to weather the storm when you connect with others. I'm a bit of an introvert. It may surprise my friends. And my first reaction was to hole up in a room by myself to try and deal with it. But as a matter of fact, the most healthful and healing thing I could do was to reach back and grab the hands of friends and family that were reaching toward me. And that's when I really felt my own health and attitude turn around. People were reaching to me, and by golly, I reached out and grabbed back.
Sapiga's metastatic breast cancer has remained stable for 11 years. Survivor stories are brought to you Fridays by the Smilo Cancer Hospital at Yale New Haven and WNPR. Learn more and stream stories online at wnpr.org/survivorstories.